Biblical End Time Prophecies, the Book of Revelation, Chapter 15.
Hello, I'm Lloyd Livingston, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering with Kathy D. on this Book of Revelations. I'll be praying for all that are involved. But first, let me tell you, this chapter that we're dealing with is where God seals vials of his wrath are released. My friends, we're living in the times of the last days. I want to encourage you, humble yourself, listen, read, and believe what's written before your eyes. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray the Spirit of God, minister Jesus Christ, our spirit, soul, and body. Father, I pray that the Spirit of God minister the Lordship of Jesus Christ to our spirit, body, and souls. Father, I pray that Jesus Christ be Lord of every person that's involved with this chapter. Father, I pray the Spirit of God minister that Jesus Christ be Lord of every spirit, body, and soul. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that the Spirit of God minister to all of us that Jesus Christ be Lord of our spirits, bodies, and souls that are involved in this chapter. Father, I pray that the Spirit of God minister the Lordship of Jesus Christ to every one of us involved in this chapter. Minister Jesus Christ is Lord of every spirit, every soul, and every body. Now, I turn this to Kathy Davidson. Kathy?
Chapter 15. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous. Seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God, and from his power. And no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. End of chapter.
My friends, Lord Livingston here. You must know that you will pay for your ungodly deeds that you have done in this earth. That there is a wrath of God, and that wrath will be poured out on you and me, and everyone else that disobeys the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about the Ten Commandments. I'm talking about the commandments that Jesus Christ gave to us, the wholesome words that he gave to his church. And you can find it all through the New and the Old Testament. But you must trust God as he shows you and reveals to you the things that he is saying to be true. God bless.